conclusion that even though Mechamer Achabahemta B'Shabbos is an Issa Deraisa, Lav and Chumash, there's no Malkus because it's a Lav Shenitna Masoras Mises Bezin. So the Tosfos, there's a gigantic Tosfos. Tosfos points out, the same Tosfos appears in Erev and Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, that this expression appears in the Gemara in three different places with three totally different meanings. In Makkos on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara presents a Machloikes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. If a person is Ovid Avodah Zarah Mechal Shabbos Boal Eishusish, and the Torah says that he deserves the punishment of Misa, Zaynish Misa, but the Eidim are friends of his. Instead of wanting him, don't be Mechal Shabbos, we're going to give you Einish Misa. They don't want to give him the death penalty. So they say, don't be Mechal Shabbos, we're going to give you Malkus. So do you give him Malkus or not? So it's Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. So that's what Rava says there in the Gemara, that if they gave him Hasra, don't be Mechal Shabbos because you're going to give him Misa and Malkus. You don't give them both Misa and Malkus, just give them Misa. But Asur Beile Malkus, that's a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. And we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, that since the nature of the love of Lysinov and the nature of the love of not to be Mechal Shabbos, but the Zara is that it's a love sheesh bo Misa, so it's not doing the love the Chasim. The Chumash and the Gemara says at the beginning of Yivamis, Yidarshin Smuchim and Mishneh Torah. And this is one of the many famous drushes in Mishnah Torah. So the two psukim are one next to the other. It says, "V'hayon bin ha'kois ha'rosha," next to the pasuk of Losachsim Shabbadishoy. So that's how we establish which lavim get malchus and which not. As be dumi the lav dachasim. So Rabbi Akiva holds that dumi the lav dachasim means we divide all the lavim into two categories. You have kalos and you have chamuras. So chamuras are those that you chayiv misa for. So those are not Dumi the Lav the Chasim. Dumi the Lav the Chasim, but there's no Misa, so that's Yisurim Kalam. The Rambam has this in the beginning of Hilchus Truim, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. The Rambam starts Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, that a person there in Hilchus Truim, a person never gets a kapara unless he does Truim. So he says, let's say, a person brings a korban because he violated an aver of the shogig or the mezuz, whatever. So if he's not choizah b'tshuva when he brings it, doesn't say vida when he brings the korban, so he doesn't get a kapara. And if they give a person malchus, so if he doesn't say vida, so he doesn't get a kapara. But the Mishnah says by harugi bezin, the bezin would always encourage him. He should be misvada. It's called a misvadim. Whoever says vida is going to get a kapara. So if he doesn't say vida, he doesn't do tshuva, he's not going to get a kapara, and it's a machloikis satana, whether Yom Kippur is mechapa l'shein and shovim, and the Rambam assumes it's negel halacha. It's not just a machloikis in bezon shalmaila, it's negel halacha, because after the Mishnah says in the end of Krisis that after overall of Yom Kippurim, one who is mechuyev to bring an oshim toloi is potter. Yom Kippur is mechapa. If a person is chayv an oshim or achatos, then overall of Yom Kippurim is still chayv, but if it's chayv only an oshim toloi, so overall, Yom Kippur is potter. So what if he's chayv an oshim toloi and he didn't do tshuva on Yom Kippur? Do you say Yom Kippur is mechaper even though he didn't do tshuva and he's potter from bringing the oshim toloi or not? So that's a machloik is halacha l'maisa. Not a dion. What are we paskin if a bezon shalmaila? Let them paskin. No, it's a shalom and bezon shalmata. Will we tell a person he's bohiv to bring the oshim toloi or not? So the Rambam, most of the Rishonim follow the Rambam that we assume that Yom Kippur is not mechaper but lo yasu tshuva. Some of the Goyim write not so. Some of the Goyim write like Rebbe, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Aval Pi Shelo Yasu Tshuva. So Rama makes this big klal that Korban is only Mechaper for Asa Tshuva, Malka is only Mechaper for Asa Tshuva, Misa is only Mechaper, and Yom Kippur is only Mechaper, and then the Pnei Yeshua in the end, the Ksuvah says, Kolam Ahalach Da'alan Amas Be'eretz Yisrael, and Kolam Abin Oysa, V'chipar Ad Mosa Yamoy, when it goes to Eretz Yisrael, gets Mechila Sabayin, is only if he does Tshuva. If he doesn't do Tshuva, not. That's what the Minchas Aluza was the main anti-Zionist. So he says, these Apikurs and these Zionists, they think they're going to walk the Alan Amis, now they're going to get a Mechilas Avainas. My Yelta Zayda, the Pnei Yeshua, writes that you walk the Alan Amis, you only get a Mechilas Avainas if you do tshuva. You don't do tshuva, you don't get any Mechilas Avainas. So the Rambam writes, that's usually the klal. There's no Mechilas Avainas, no kapar unless you do tshuva. One exception to the rule. Sorry, HaMishtaleach, this man should be Samignusha Yekayam. We don't have this in the Bavli. This was the Rambam's Girsa in Yerushalayim. Sorry, HaMishtaleach is Mechaper, Afilu Lo Yosa Tshuva, on Kalos. Not on Chamur, it's on Kalos. So the Rambam says, what's Kalos, what's Chamur? So he says, Krisis, Amisis, Bezin, is Chamur. So that Sar Mishtalecha is not mechaper unless I say tshuva. But on Kalois, it is mechaper. So the Gemara has, the Babli has such an idea. It's on Hedron on Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara says machlekes are beauty Reb Shimon. But the Dovashen and Miskabin Mutar Ras is not only a machlekes in Shabbos, a machlekes in Kol HaTorah. So the Gemara says there at one point in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Gimel, the Gemara distinguishes that when does Reb Shimon say Dovashen and Miskabin is Mutar, that's only by Yisurim Kalim, by Chavi Lavin. But by Chavi Krisis and Mises Bezin, Dovashen and Miskabin would be Asa, would be an Isa Deraisa. Then the Gemara says, how can it be? But on Shabbos we know Reb Shimon holds that it's Mutar. So Shabbos is Dachrisis and Mises Bezin. And the Gemara says, no, because Shabbos is Malachas Machshebes Asratar. That's how Tosis knew to say that was Tosis Girsa and Yuma. Even according to Reb Yudah, who holds Dovashen and Miskabin is awesome, I call it Torah Kula, but Shabbos, it can't be awesome in HaTorah, because the Gemara said in Sanhedrin within Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon holds Dovashen and Miskabin is Mutar is only by Kalos, by Chamuris, he would agree that Dovashen and Miskabin is Osir, but by Shabbos is Befamish that is Mutar. So the Gemara said, because Malachas Mashabbos is Asur. So Tosis took that Gemara and they applied it to Reb Yudah. So usually you learn all of Shas, so you forget about that Gemara. We assume that that was a fleeting Havamin in the Gemara, that within Reb Shimon we distinguish between Kalos and Chamuris. The Tosis there, the next Daf, and Daf Pei Dalet assumes that that's the Maskan. Tosis assumes that's the Maskan Alocha Lamaisa. That within Reb Shimon we distinguish between Kalos and Chamuris. The Dovashen Miskaven is only Mutar Aliba the Reb Shimon in Isurim Kalim, and Isurim Chamurim, Shimon will be Maskim to Reb Yudah, the Dovashen Miskaven would be awesome. So that's what the Gemara has there in Makkas, that you'd give on the base, that Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, a lot of Tanaim agree that you establish who gets Malkas as Vidumi the Lab da Chasima because of the Smuchim, Mishnah Tori Darshan Smuchim. So the Pasuk, Lasachsim Shabidisha, says right next to the Pasuk of Ahoyam Bin Hakois and Rosha. So the only time you get Malkas is if it's an Issa Kal. Yisurim Chamurim, you don't get Malkas. So the Shaila is, what's the definition of Chamurim? So usually the Rambam wrote in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, in Hilchas Tshuva, Yisurim Chamurim means Krisus or Mises Bezin, one or the other. So it should follow, all the Chavi Krisus should not be Loike, because it's Yisurim Chamurim. Dumi Dalav Dachsima means only an Issa Lav, but anything that has Koris or Mises Bezin is Chamurim, so there's no Malkas. So the Gemara in Malkas on that daf, earlier on the daf, the Gemara quotes the Tana Rabbi Yitzchok Utaka, holds like that. You have an Achrei Mois Kedoshim, all the Arayas are listed in Achrei Mois. It has Chorus. And then in Kedoshim, some of them are repeated, some of them are not repeated. Those are repeated in Kedoshim because it tells you some of them are Chayv Misa. Whoever's not Chayv Misa just says Chayv Chorus, it's Shtetach Shen, it already says in Parshas Achrei Mois. So how come Lama Yotz is Chorus Bachos? How come Chos is repeated? There are three. Tosis on the first daf in Yevamos. Tosis quotes from the Yerushalmi. There are three arayas that are repeated in Kedoshim where there's no Misa, and it doesn't make any sense. Why would they repeat it? It already says in Achrei Mois. So the Babli only deals with the one, Achosa. Why is Achosa repeated? So the Tana Rabbi Yitzchok claims to teach you that there's only Chorus and there's no Malkus. So Rabbi Yitzchok taka holds like that. That Krisus and Misa's Bezin are labeled, they're classified, they're categorized as Chamuris, and there's only Malkus on Kalis, there's no Malkus on Chamuris. We don't accept Rabbi Yitzchok's opinion. We pass on the Chavi Krisis Aloikim. So the Gemara says, because Beferish Ripsa Terah, Chavi Krisis Le Malkus. The Gemara says there on Yud Gimel and Beis, that there's Exevishova, Le'enecha. That there is Malkus. So we modify a little bit the definition of Chamuris. We say Chamuris, when it gets to Malkus, that is not Dumi, the Lav Dachasim is only if it's Mises Bezin. If it's Krisus, we say the Pharisee is a Torah Chavi Krisus like Malkus, that there is Malkus. Only called Chamuris if it's Mises Bezin. So that's the first classification, the first category of Lab Shinitan Lasaris Mises Bezin. You have Oibid Abid Zare, Boal Eshesish, Machal Shabbos, all of those are Chayv Misa. So Rabbi Akiva, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that Lab is Chamuris Lab Shinitan Lasaris Mises Bezin. Normally, if the Eidim would have warned them, don't be Machal Shabbos, don't be Oibid Abid Zare, don't be Boal Eshesish, we're going to give you Einish Misa, would have gotten Misa. So even though they didn't give a Hasrofa Misa, they gave a Hasrofa Malkus, Eina Loike, because not Dumi the Lab the Hasima. We distinguish between Kalos and Chamuris. That's the first understanding of Lavshinit and Lasaris Mises Vezin. You have this idea of Kalas and Hamuris, that there's only Malkus on Kalas, not on Hamuris. The Rambam has in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvos, he gives you the 14 guiding principles, the 14 Sharoshim, to determine what belongs in the Minyan HaMitzvos, what not. So the Rambam have some of the Sharoshim are more famous than others. The Shorosh Tes is one of the famous Sharoshim. So he postulates a klal, he gives you the Moshel that says, L'soklo al Adam. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin gives a whole series of prohibitions that are included in Andav Samagim, L'soklo al Adam. Not allowed to eat from the behemo, kodin shetetze nafshe, bezin shahargos ha-nefesh, not allowed to eat, kolos ha-hayom, not allowed to eat before yidam ha-shachris, all this, the prohibitions. So the Gemara says you're not loike on any of them, because it's a lapshe b'chlov, the same loike malov. So the Rambam writes, you have one pasuk, lo soch lo adam, has so many different levels of interpretation. He says, we only count that as one lav in the Minyan HaMitzvos. Even though the lavim, there's not Shem Echad, the lavim are totally unrelated. They're so different from each other. Nonetheless, he only counted once. Only one pasuk, he only counted once. We spoke, Lamashal, the pasuk, Lois HaChonem, a difficult pasuk. We're not sure what the pshat is, Lois HaChonem. So the Gemara, with the Zohar, Daf Chav has three levels of interpretation, and all three are accepted on the level of the Rav. So Lois HaChonem, Iloshen Chayn, Lois HaChayn Be'enechem, not allowed to praise an ochring. You're not permitted to give a matnas chinam to an ochri. And you're not allowed to sell karka and eretz sol at the mechir. You're not allowed to sell a karka and eretz sol to an ochri. So the three totally different levels of interpretation, understanding the word losachanim, loshen chinam, loshen chayim, loshen chanoya, and we only count it as one love, even though all three are awesome and a term. So the Rambam disagrees with the Halachas Gedolos. He often in the Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees with the Halachas Gedolos. The Halachas Gedolos says that you count Lysinov three times, because Baalei Shish, if she's a Naira Hamorosa, the punishment is Skila. And if she's a Nesua, then the punishment is Chenek. And if she's a Baskoin Shazinsa, then the punishment is Reifa. So the three different Onshim, so it's three different Lavim. So the Rambam makes fun of the Halachas Gedolos, says it's with the same Isser. Just because you have a different einish is not a reason that it should count as a separate love. They said it's only one love. The same as loisoch lo adam, and the same as loisochanim, it only counts as one love, even though they're different onshim, even though they're different pshatim. So the Ramban is masigan. The Rambam, in Yeminyan alavim, the Rambam violates his own klal. The Rambam counts the pasuk, Loisakal Cherish, he's not allowed to even curse a person who's deaf who can't hear you, even though he doesn't feel insulted, he doesn't hear what you're cursing. So the Rambam counts that love twice. Also, Lekalal Shum Adam Yisrael, not allowed to curse anybody. And then he has separate Yisrael from the same Pasig, and Mekalal Lava Vima. Mekalal Lava Vima gets Misa, and Mekalal Lava Misa gets Malka. So the Rambam counts the same love twice. And the same thing, there's a love, Hamaka Chavera, Chayvul Machavera, is La Yosef Pen Yosef, it's a love. But if you're makar chaveros, if you're makar chavera hakosh yesh b'shavu pruta, then you pay. If you're chovel b'chavera hakosh yesh b'shavu pruta, pachas b'shavu pruta. So the Gemara says an eilen iris that you loike. So the Gemara says a makar chavera is loike, but a makar over v'yimoi is chayv misa. So the Rambam counts it as two different lamas. One pasuk lo yosef pen yosef counts it. Chovel b'chavera is one lav, and makar over v'yimoi is another lav. So the Ramban has a long hasoga there. And Shin Yud Ches, Shin Yud Tes. Why did the Rambam violate his own klal? The Rambam said, if you only have one pasuk, even though it has two levels, two different onshim, one is Reifa, one is Chenek, one is Skilo, you only count it once. And even if you have a lav, it has different interpretations. So, totally unrelated interpretation. You also only count it once. So why is all of a sudden over here, the Rambam counted it twice? That's the Ramban's kasha. The Mishlam Melech has in the back of the Parashas Drachim, the Mishlam Melech has a whole country's Derech Mitzvah Secho, which they printed now in all the standard editions of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. They have it in the end of the whole Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he adds on another two kashas. In addition to the two kashas that the Ramban only has two, that the Rambam contradicted himself, so the Mishlam Melech has another two kashas on the Rambam. The Pasuk Elohim Lo Yisakalel, the Gemara, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, understands it on two different levels. It's a law from Megadif es Hashem, Elikim Loisikalo, and Yonish is Miso. And it goes, Adayan, Loshen Chol. Elohim Loisikalo, Loshen Chol, Nikra Balbais El Elohim, is Loshen Chol. And the Sefer writes it, Sefer Dern, he writes the Pasuk and Mishpatim. He's not supposed to mean Mekadosh to Shem Shem. It's not Shem Hashem. So the Rambam counts it as two lavim. One is a Megadif es Hashem that Yechayim Misa, and one is Mekalo Dayan that Yechayim Malkus. And the other pasuk is Shmos Alehem Achem Lo Yisaskir Lo Yisham Al Picha, also in Parshas Mishpatim. So that pasuk Shmos Alehem Achem Lo Yisaskir Lo Yisham Al Picha, he counts as a lav. One is Nishba B'Shem Avodah Zarah, that is Loike. And he counts it a second time, the same law, he counts it a second time, it's a law for Mesis and Medea. We try to convince someone else to worship Avodah Zarah, Yechayv Misa. So what motivated the Rambam to count it twice? Because sometimes Yechayv Misa, and sometimes Yechayv Malkus, but that's the Ramban's kasha. Just because sometimes Chayv Misa, sometimes Chayv Malkus, is not the same as what the Rambam was masig on the Halachas Gedolos, that you shouldn't count Loisinop three times. That's because sometimes it's Skila, sometimes it's Chenek, and sometimes it's Reifa. The Shinah HaOinshin shouldn't be a reason that you should count it more than once. So the Ramban had a kasha, two kashas, from Makah Avim and Kala Avim, why the Ram counted it twice, and the Mishlam Melech had it on the other two psukim, that you have four kashas on the Ram. So the Megillas Esther, on Mitzvah Slos Esther, Shin Yod Ches, Shin Yod Tes, and Oy Zayin, comes to answer the kasha. He quotes that the Rambam wrote his own listing of Minyan HaMitzvahs. Now, Halachos Gedolos preceded the Rambam, and the Ramban came after the Rambam. Each one has a different listing. So the Rashbates wrote the Sefer Zohar Harakim. He has his own listing of the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Sometimes like the Rambam, sometimes it's like the Ramban. So the Rashbates and the Zohar Harakim comes to answer the Ramban's Hasag on the Rambam, and it answers all the four questions. The two kashas that the Ramban asks, and the two kashas that the Mishlam Melech added on. He says, when does the Rambam stick to his opinion that you don't count it as two lavim if loisinof, all the three variations have misa? Sometimes skila, sometimes reifa, sometimes chenek. Or losochla ladam, none of them have malkus. Some of them may have malkus. But if you have a lav that sometimes has misa, sometimes has malkus, what kind of an animal is it? What is it, an androgynous? The lavim have to be divided into two categories. You have kalas and you have chamuras. So if on the one hand you have misa, so it's from the chamuras, and on the other hand you have malkus, he's saying that it's from the kalas. It can't be. So if the Gemara has a tradition that one lav sometimes has misa, sometimes has malkus, the Rambam understood, behechreach must be counted as two lavim. And one lav is chamuras and one lav is kalas. So that's along the lines of this. The first thesis has the different. The Gemara uses the expression, lav shenitna lasaras misis bezdin, with three different meanings. So this is the first meaning, Rabbi Akiva Shita against Rabbi Shmuel, and Makas Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that a lav that's from the Chamuras, like Chal Shabbos, Avid Avid Ezer, Bo'al Eshishish, normally has Misa. So even if the Edom only warned them, don't do the Aver, we're going to give you Malkus, he wouldn't get Malkus, because it's from the Chamuras. And one Tana holds Chamuras includes Chavi Kriz and Mises Bezen, that's Rabbi Yitzchak calls like that. We don't paskin like the Tana Rabbi Yitzchak. We paskin the Ferish Yips of Torah Chavi Krisis LeMalkus. Then we have a slightly different definition of Chamuris here. Chamuris is only Chavi Mises, and Krisis is called Kalas. When you get to this Klal, Krisis is called Kalas. Then Taisis points out you have another category. Taisis quotes on in Bava Kama, there's a Machlegs Rabbi Yechan and Rabbi Lozer. What's the din? Edom Shehuz B'Menefesh, Edom Shehuk Chush B'Menefesh, the witnesses testified Reuben killed Shimon, and Shimon bo harig baraglav. Shimon walks into Bezin. Obviously, the witnesses gave Eid Sheker. The witnesses said Reuben killed Shimon, so they say, where's the dead body? He shot him in the ocean and he drowned. And there's no way to retrieve the dead body. So Bezin was Mekabel Eid, and they made a Gemar Din, Reuben deserves an Anish Misa. And then Shimon walks into Bezin. Obviously, he didn't kill him. So the Edom deserve Malkus because they violated Lasana Berecha Eid Shoker. Normally you should say there's no Malkus for Lasana Berecha Eid Shoker, it's a lav shein bo maisa, but Taisis quotes the Gemara. Here you have a pasuk, it's Dikwas Atzark and Shiva Sarosha, Vahayon Birakoy Sarosha. So the Gemara says that sometimes you do give Malkus for a person to give Eid Shoker. This is a Yotze Min HaKlal, that even though it should have been a lav shein bo maisa, you are like it. But the Gemara has a machlekes. What's the din? Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozer, machlekes Amoraim. Edim shehukhu shebe nefesh. They deserve malchus. Vilub sof huzmu. And they, another kat edim are going to come and mazim then. Would you give them an oinish misa later on? So the Gemara makes this cheshbon. The Gemara says, if you hold hukhu shulub, so huzmu gets misa, then you can't say that now we're going to give you malchus. Going to give malchus, it'll be impossible to give him misa later. You can't give two different punishments for the same Avera. Right now, it's the same Avera, Avera Sheker. So if now you're going to give him Malkus, he won't be able to lead up to Misa later on. So you don't give any Malkus. But if you hold Huk Chushu, with a Besof Huzmu, you don't give Kasha Zamam, so then you then it's not a Lav Shenitlan Lasaris Mises Bezen. So this is a different understanding of Lav Shenitlan Lasaris Mises Bezen. It doesn't mean if it's from the Chamuris, you never get... You never get Malkus. No, you do get Malkus for the lava of Lysana. If the Yedim Zoymimim testified falsely, they were mazim them, they gave Edis that the guy ate Chazin, he deserves Malkus, and then they were Husmu, so they will get Malkus. You do get Malkus sometimes for Edis Sheker. But over here, they gave Edis Sheker that someone is Chayiv Misa. And they were hukhashu, Bahari Baraglav, they were hukhashu, so they deserve Malkus based on Hitzdikas, Atzagash, he was so sure. So the Gemara said, if you all like the opinion, hukhashu, elabasav huzmu, they may get Misa, so then we better not give them Malkus now, because we have to wait to see how things are going to develop. May turn out later on that they're going to get Misa. But if you all hukhashu, elabasav huzmu, don't get any Misa, so then you give him the Malkus now. Then it's not a Lav Shenitlan Lasaris Mises Bezen. So that's a whole different understanding of what you're talking about. Then there in Erevin, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara there is talking about Tchumen. Machlokes is Hatanaim, whether Tchumen is the Reis or Tchumen is the Rabban. So Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, the Mishnah in Sota quotes, and the Gemara, a few Masechtos quotes, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that Alpay Mama, 1 mil, is Tchumen is an Issa Derais, and the Gemara says, we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Then the Rif, in the end of the first Perek in Erevin, on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Rif quotes this Chiddush on the Yerushalmi, maybe even though the Rabbana don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that 1 mil, or Pai Mam is Derais, maybe Yud Beis Mil is Derais, because what do you get this year, Yud Beis Mil? Because Machne Yisrael in the Midbar, the Gemara has a tradition, Machne Yisrael in the Midbar was Yud Beis Mil. And the Pasuk says, Al Yetzi Yishmim Komo. So you shouldn't go chutz la machna, you shouldn't go yud beis mil. So maybe yud beis mil is the reis. Ashayla in Yerushalmi. So the Rif quotes it. So the Rambam picked it up from the Rif's Yerushalmi, and the Rambam counts it in the minyan mitzvahs. The loisese not to do the lamates melachas on Shabbos, and included in that pasuk is not to do mechamer. That's why mechamer is an issue of lav shenitlan lasaris mises bezen. And then there's a separate level. You're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum. We don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion that Alpay Mam is there. I said 1 mil, but we pask and Yud Beis Mil is there. I said there, and the Mechaber pask is like the Rambam that Yud Beis Mil is there. I said so when the Gemara has an Erevin and the Bayi de Leib Shita and Hilchas Erevin, so the Mechaber says you go the Hokel Benegir to Alpay Mam and you go the Chumra Benegir to Yud Beis Mil because Sveka the Raisa the Chumra and Sveka the Rabban Lakul. And the Ramah says, based on the Bali Atosis, we don't hold from that Yerushalmi. The Bavli came after the Yerushalmi. The Bavli never breathes a word about this. A chilik between Alpay Mama and Yud Beis Mil. So all Tchumen is only the Rabbana. We paskan on an Ibai the Lev Sheet and Lechaz Erevin. Everything will be Lakula because Sveka the Rabbana Lakula. So the Gemara there is discussing in the end of the first Perek in Erevin, according to the Tana who thinks that Tchumen is the Reis, if you're like Rabbi Kiva. If you all like the Rif's Yerushalmi, if you all Tchumen is the Reis, so what's the Mokker? The Mokker is the Pasuk Al Yetzei Yishmim Kamer. So the Gemara has a discussion, if a person goes Chutz L'Tchum, does he get Malkus or not? So the Gemara says, well, it should be, it's a question, is it Lav Shenitlan Lasaris Mises Bezen? What has it got to do with Lav Shenitlan Lasaris Mises Bezen? It can never lead up to Misa, never going to lead up to Misa, and the Lav is not from the Chamuris. It's not from the Chamura, so what has it got to do with neither pshat that we said before fits in? The lab is only on Tchumen, it doesn't go on Meloche. So Tosis explains a new interpretation in the Gemara, Lav Shenitlan Lasaris Mises Bezen. It's along the lines of what Tosis writes in Sochem Adav, Chov Dalet, and Aleph. The Gemara says over there that if anybody... The Pasuk says in Chumash that Lo Sistirim Ein HaBoker And if you left over noiser and the korban became nifsal belina, so whoever eats it is going to get is over on a lab. Not allowed to eat noiser. So the Mishnah says or it says by pigul, by noiser, lo yeyochel pigul hu lo yeyochel. You're not allowed to eat it. So the Mishnah says a makas. Whoever eats pigul, whoever eats noiser is like it. Then the Gemara has a drasha in Pesachim Daf Chav Dal. Kol sheba kodesh pasul ba kasev litin lo yseis alachilos. You have a pasuk that expands it. Whenever you have a korban that became nifsal, not only pigul, not only noisa, that's mamish mefurish in the pasuk, kol shabakodesh pasul, bo akos v'litin lo yseis elachilos. So then the Gemara says, but that kol shabakodesh pasul, that general iser, that's a lav shabakhlala, so you don't get malchus on that. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha, but that is the pasuk that you learn that pigul and noisa is like it. So if it's a lav shabakhlala, it's a general lav, so why do you get malchus of pigul and noisa? That's a Mishnah Makas, Elaina Loikan, says one who eats pigul manoisa. So Tosis quotes a blessing emits that the Vart is like this. Whatever is pshuta shal mikra, on that you get malchus. Whatever is also included in the pasuk, the drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh, gamzen nichlal bahalav. That's called lav shebichlalas. If this too is included, but it's not the pshuta shal mikra, then you're not loike. Why? Because the pshuta shal mikra is Torah shebichzav. You're only loike. I'm pshuta shal mikra, like losachsam shabedisha. What it says, that's what it is. Losachsam shabedisha. But if you have a pasuk and pshuta shal mikra is one thing, and a drasha with the Torah shemal pe adzan shekam zen nechlal, so that's what the Gemara calls a loshen lav shebechlala zayn aloike. That's what Rav Soloveitchik understood the Rambam in Shorish Tes, and the Rambam quotes that Gemara of losachla ladam. So the Rambam's opinion is. Lasochlo al Adam, the Gemara says, the Ben Sora More is loike an achila vishoina. He steals money from his parents and he buys bus of a yayin and he eats at a rowdy party with a bunch of gangsters, juvenile delinquents. They're all hanging out together and they're eating bus of a yayin. No one's saying any divrei Torah. It's not a Sudas Mitzvah and it's going to lead him. That's a anis. The Gemara says, what lav did he violate? Lasochlo al Adam. It's achila hamavia le de dam. The two ways, the Rishonim have two ways to interpret. Why is it Achila HaMavi Leidei Dam? It'll lead him to get the death penalty. Or Achila HaMavi Leidei Dam, this may lead him to become a murderer. Because the Mishnah says, Ben Saramar is Derek Al Shem Sofa, Sofa Oimer Al Parashas Drachim and Malastim Asabis. He's going to murder people. So it's Achila HaMavi Leidei Dam. Either it means he may turn into a gangster, a murderer, or he may lose his life later. So the Mishnah says the Achila Rishonah of the Mensar Mar he's loike, and Achila Shnia he gets a ready misa. So there's a machloike, as the Chazanish points out, there's a machloike, as the Rambam and Rashi, the Achila Rishonah of the Mensar Mar he's loike, what kind of a din Malkus is this? So Rashi writes, it's not the general din. Anyone who violates a lav, dumi the lav, the chasim is loike. This is Akzeris HaKosov, it says, V'Yisra also. It says in the Pasuk, the parents, the Yisroosa, the Yisroosa has a connotation, a Malkus has special din. It's not based on the general din, whoever violates a lav dumi, the lav da chasim as loike, and Rashi else, therefore you don't need hasroa. Normally, whoever violates an aver dumi, the lav da chasim as loike, you have to have hasroa. Here it's a new gzeris akos, so it has nothing to do with the regular din. And the Rambam writes, mefurish, the kid is loike an achil rishani, because he violated the lav of lasach lal adam. So the question begs itself, but the Gemara says, "Losochel alam is a lav shebichlala." Saying, "Like him olav." So how did the Rambam write that it's a regular din of Malkus? So they should understood it, not so explicit. It's always hard to read the Sefer Mitzvahs because we're dealing with the translation for the Arabic. So the Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's what the Rambam said in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that all of the other levels of interpretation on the pasuk "Losochel al adam," not to eat before shachris, if that's a deraisa. Bezen Shargos HaNefesh and Hema Shekodim Shetetze Navshim to eat the korban before they did Zvikas Hadam. All the different interpretations are also included in the pasuk. These are drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh. Gamzeh Nechlal Ba'Pasuk. But the Pshut El Shemikra goes a Ben Soramor. That's a Rav Soloveitchik thought. The Ramban says Pshut El Shemikra goes. He says the Avdei Avodah Zarah Bizman HaTanach used to have a practice. They used to slaughter an animal. They used to have a puddle of blood. This, and the blood ki adamu anefesh, and used to sit around in a circle and eat the flesh with the blood in the middle. So that was a practice that the Avdei Avodah Zarah had. So the Torah says you're not allowed to do that. The Rambam says that's the pshut shel mikra losach lal adam, not to do the practice that the Avdei Avodah Zarah had. So Soloveitchik thought that the Rambam held that the Mensar Amar is the Pshuta Shamikla. He thought that the Rambam and the Shorish Tes is saying the same as our Blazin Emits, and that Taisis himself, Mechavadal and Amaral, that the Kol Shabbat Kodesh Possible, Kosovalot, the Litin, Lyselach, Ilasai, the additional Isurim are not like it. But on the Pigal of Noisa, that's Pshuta Shamikra, so that you do get Malka. So the Taisis in Erevin, the last Taisis in the first Paragon Erevin, Yud Zayin on base. So the Gemara there has the discussion whether one who goes chutz l'tchum, if one should assume that tchum is the rice, and one who goes chutz l'tchum is yloika or not, so the Gemara says it's an issue of lav shenitna l'asaras mizbezen. What does God do with lav shenitna l'asaras mizbezen? So Taisus says, what it means is like this. If the pshuta, what's the pshuta shal mikra of al yetzi ish mem koma? So Rashi and Chumash says, al yetzi ish mem koma v'keila biyoda, there was no erev in the midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu was opposed to an Erev. So, the Midbar, Shusaram Darais. Okay, so there was no Erev in the Midbar. So the Pasuk says, Ayetz Ish Mekomo, don't go with your pots and pans to collect the man, because it's an Isur Haitzor. You're not allowed to do Haitzor, there's no Erev. So the Gemara has a machlokes. Is that the Pshuto Shal Mikra? And the interpretation, Ayetz Ish Mekomo, not to go Chutz L'tchum, that's an additional level of interpretation. That's a drasha of the Torah Shebal Peh. Or should you say, no, Yetzish Mekomo, the Pshuta Shal Mikra is that it's talking about Tchumim. So if it's a Lav Shenitna, Masaras Mises Bezin, if the Pshuta Shal Mikra goes on Hoitzor, and Tchumim is only an additional level of interpretation of the Torah Shal Peh, then it's Ein Eloike, because not Dumi the Lav Dachasimah. Then we call it a Lav Shebechalol, it's Gamza Nichlal Bahalav. But if it's not a Lav Shenitna, Masaras Mises Bezin, if the Pshuta Shal Mikra goes on Tchumim, then to me the lab the chasim, then you are like it. So that's what Taisa says. The Gemara has the same expression, the Masoros Hashas, will Tzeichen on all the three Gemaras, but the three Gemaras mean three totally different things. A totally different meaning of the expression of Lab Shenitan Masoros Mises Bez. The Gemara raises the question, maybe Mechamach HaBehemta should be a Lab Shein Bo Maisa. So that's somehow the Gemara, because he didn't do a Maisa Begufa. You only get Malkus if you do a Maisa Begufa. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, you ain't like it because Lav Shenitna L'Asaras Mises Bezin. The Gemara didn't say because it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So we usually assume the Taisus in Bava Metzia and the Tzadik HaMebeis has a steer within Rabbi Yochanan where the Dibur is considered Lav Sheish Bo Maisa, Lav Shein Bo Maisa. And one Mesichta, Rabbi Yochanan, the same Andama. Rabbi Yochanan says Lav Shein Bo Maisa, one Mesichta, he says you are like it. So Taisus distinguishes if it's Dibur, Dosi L'Dei Maisa, Rabbi Yechanan tells the Tana, you shouldn't say, Mishnah said, the first Mishnah in Temurah said, one who violates Temurah is loike. So the Gemara says, is it an exception to the rule that despite the fact that it's a lav shein bo maisa loikim? So that's how it says in the Braisa, it's an exception to the rule. Rabbi Yechanan calls it's not an exception. Shani Meimer, the Bidbur is Avid Maisa. By declaring Harezu Tachazu, he caused the Temurah to take effect. So Taisus picks up that Gemara. So Taisus says, whenever you do Amira, and it leads to some result afterwards. So then it's called Yeshba Maisa. But if it doesn't lead to any effect, has no result, then it's called Dibur Zalab She'im Bo Maisa. So that's what Agamor, Hamachamacha Behemta B'Shabbos, I scream at the Behemoth, the Behemoth walks. That's like Chasama B'Kol Ben Higa B'Kol. Rabbi Yechanan holds that that's called Lab She'im Bo Maisa because B'Dibur is Sabbath Maisa. But Dibur alone would be a Lab She'im Bo Maisa. Last night, somebody was telling me that to have a new gadget, that you'll be in a room and you say, it's cold, so the steam will go on. If you say, I'm too hot, so the air conditioning will go on. So he said he was discussing with some of the boys who were learning Masech Shabbos in the yeshiva, is that a violation of Chilul Shabbos? If you just talk and the gadget is tuned to your voice and you say, it's cold in the room, I'm too cold, so the steam will go on. You say, I'm too hot, so the air conditioning will go on. So l'chayre, that's dibur. Chilul Shabbos is only yesh bo maisa. If ein bo maisa, the din is lav shema maisa is an avera, but you're not like it. But in Chilul Shabbos, it's not called a malacha b'shei v'altas. You have to have yesh bo maisa. So if you do dibur, this you said a chabur on this a couple of months ago. So this is part of the story. You gave a long arichas on this. This is part of the story that if you do dibur and it brings about the air conditioning goes on or the steam goes on, so l'chor, that may be considered dibur d'izbei maisa. But sometimes they have a gadget, I think that's what you spoke about. What if you have machshava, and just by thinking, they have something on my head, and just by thinking I'm cold or I'm hot, the gadget will start functioning. So that's a Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says that lo yichashev lo pigel hu lo yiratzev lo yichashev. The pashup shad in the pasuk lo yichashev. The korban is not accepted because he made a pigel. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Lo yichashev. You're not allowed to think machshev is psul. So the Gemara has a machloikas. What if a person is doing an avoida and he has a machshev is psul and he causes the animal to become nifsal? So does he get malchus or not? So the maskanas of Gemara is that it's a lav sheim amaisa and you're not loikas. So the Chafetz Chaim has. Chafetz Chaim wrote the Likute Halachas. He wrote like a riff, an imitation riff, on Zvachim and Menachos, all the Mesichtas of Kachim. So at the end of Zvachim, he has a shtikel Torah from his son, Rabbi Avram, who died at a young age, as a maskeres for the son. He was a Talmid Chacham. So he had a steer between the Gemara. How come there, it's, how come Diburis Abed Maise, so you say it's called Alav Sheishma Maise, the Taisis and Bob Messiah. Tzadik Avim Beis, how come over here? He has the Machshev as Pigel, and then he causes it to become Nipsal. So why is the Gemara come to the conclusion that's called Alav Sheishma Maise? So he quotes, his son quoted from Meshita Mekubetz is there, that it depends on whether it's Dibur that brings about a result on Machshava. If Dibur brings about a result, then we call it Yeshba Maisa. Just thinking, Machshava, even though it brings about a result, because he's hooked up to whatever, so Machshava is always considered a Lav Shema Maisa. So maybe there would be a difference in Hilcha Shabbos. We have to chazer again what you said. Okay. Yeah, there's only that.